So he comments, and of course this is all through Meursault's eyes, he comments that suddenly Marie got a little quiet. We get the picture of her sulking. He doesn't quite understand this, but then they both start laughing and everything's okay again. He isn't empathetic. He has no idea what other people are feeling. And throughout the book, there's this general sense that other people are just kind of there for him. He fits in fact, one of the curious things about his personality is he always takes the path of least resistance. So when Marie asks, do you want to get married? He says, sure, if you want to. When Raymond the pimp asks him if you'd like to be pals, and one can imagine this sleazy character asking you, you want to be friends? And I suspect you would run the other way. But Meursault says, sure, if you want to. So there's a sense in which this is a really empty character. He has no emotions. He has very few thoughts. He never does what I think we would call thinking. He doesn't reflect. He has no moral sensibilities. And the net result is that we have a character who is really kind of a vacuum, and a vacuum through whom we learn to see his world. This culminates at the end of the first half of the book in his murdering a man, and I want to talk about that in some detail in a moment. What's curious about the murder scene is it doesn't look like any murder scene you've ever read before. There's a sense in which what bothers Meursault is the fact that it's hot. He has a pistol in his pocket, and in front of him is the Arab who, in fact, has stabbed his friend Raymond a few hours ago. And he kills the Arab really because he's hot. That doesn't seem to make much sense. In response to having killed a man, of course, he is immediately whisked away to prison and so on. What he shows, again, is an absence of emotion. He doesn't feel regret. He doesn't really understand what that means. He certainly doesn't feel any guilt. He doesn't understand what that means. He doesn't understand what is happening to him. Prison takes away his freedom, but he comments at one point in prison, why are they taking away my freedom? And the jailer explains, this is part of your punishment. And again, he just accepts it. He has no concept of the future. Not just when his employer offers him this nice job in Paris, he doesn't take it. But when Marie asked about getting married, it's really just a question of doing something now. It's not a question of a lifetime together. He doesn't think about the consequences of what he does. When he puts the pistol in his pocket as he goes for a walk on the beach, it doesn't occur to him, as it would certainly occur to any of us, that this is a dangerous piece of machinery. One might be called upon to use it. One could hurt oneself. One could certainly hurt other people. He doesn't make any plans. He really lives day by day, one might also almost say, moment by moment. And that, of course, is part of the point that Camus is trying to give us. He has no regrets about his killing. He has no feelings of almost any kind. Well, let me take that back. He has no feelings in the general sense of emotion. He doesn't feel grief at his mother's death. He doesn't feel repulsion at his rather sleazy neighbors. He doesn't feel anything that we can recognize as love with his girlfriend Marie, although you might say there's a certain kind of animal affinity there, or perhaps even affection, no more than that. He doesn't have any feeling about the people he meets all the time. He doesn't have any feeling about his job. And in the murder itself, think about how most authors would describe the scene immediately leading up to a killing. There's no tension. There's no fear. No anxiety. And afterwards, no regrets. But Meursault very richly feels another kind of feeling, what I think we could call physical sensations. He appreciates, in fact, Camus' prose here can be very lyrical.